Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Beis. Begin on the Beis. Begin the Tzvi Maslid. Begins with the Gemara Shaych Meruba Al Pseilus, where the food is more than the refuse, than the bad part. Which Tzvi can explain the reasoning for the halacha that of when Oich Meruba is Al Pseilus, which Tzvi is coming to disagree with Rashi, because the Mishnah Masech is Beya. Daf Yudam Beis says regarding Boyer on Yom Tov, Bisol say you do Boyer in the regular way, which is you take out the Pseilus and you leave the Oich. Unlike Shabbos, obviously, where it's forbidden to do Bar Pseilus from the Eichel. Now, Brisa says, from Shimon Glili says, when do we say this is when the Eichel Merub is on the Pseilus? So what does this mean? So Rashi explains that if you're going to take the Eichel, it's going to be more of a Tircha, because there's more Eichel than Pseilus. But when the Pseilus is more than the Eichel, then you take the Eichel. Now, Rashi explains that because the Tircha is going to be in what's permitted and not what's forbidden. Because the Pseilus is not fit, it's a problem about Mukta. The Gemara in Beya asks on Reb Shimon Gamliel, according to Rashi's Girsa, that when Pseilus Merubah on the Eichel, everything's considered Mukta, and according to everyone, it's forbidden to move. So the Gemara says that when there's more Tircha, but there's less amount, which Rashi explains, that that's going on the Pseilus, which that's the, what's the minimum, what's the lesser one. But it's talking about where it's thin, and therefore there's more Tircha. And Reb Shimon Gamliel is coming to tell us that even the Pseilus is the Mu'at, but still, since the tircha of the psal is going to be more, therefore that's when you're going to take the eichel. So Taisus brings pierce for kunches. Rashi explains that this, that when eichel merubah al psalis, that then you're going to take out the psalis. The bishum nehashta b'tircha yaseu l'mishkel eichel, because now it's more of a tircha, it's more of an effort to take the food item. But when the psalis merubah, when there's more of a tircha of the psalis, then you'll take the eichel, which is the hatter. So Taisus v'einel read this does not seem to be correct according to the read. Because the imishum tircha, because if it is because the element like rash is because of effort of tircha, so my comment, but someone was going to say shortly that the halacha of the Mishnah, when the stone is on the barrel, you tilt it to the side and it falls, and you don't take the stone with your hands. That's what Gamaliel holds. When the pesel is meruba, according to everyone, you take the eichel. And the Gemara explains how. Well, this is the, well, how's the Gamaliel? Because Hachanami here also, when the stone on the barrel, keeping the baila mishkel. Since if you want to take the wine from the barrel, you can't take it until you take the stone off. That's like when there's more psalus than the food item, where we say in the Mishnah that you cannot take the oven, rather you tilt the barrel to the side. So Tosafos wonders, heichav mishum haitama? How is it because of that reasoning? Because if you need to take it, psalus merubah la'ichel, that's going to be like psalus merubah la'ichel. How does that make it like psalus merubah la'ichel? If, according to Rashi, it's based on the idea of tircha. So, in actuality, says Tosafos, actually, that's what Rashi had to explain. Rashi says not to have the gears until you take the stone. Rather, Rashi's gears is until you take it, which Rashi has a whole different interpretation. Nothing to do with taking off the stone. Rather, because if you're going to want to take the wine anyway, you're going to have to lift it up and you're going to have the tircha anyway. So therefore, you would do it right now. But because of that, Rashi has to take out the word of Evan. So Alkainir Rabbeinu Tam, there were pisser Rabbeinu Tam, that actually the time of, that actually the reason why when there's Eichel Merubah al Pseilus, that then you select the Pseilus, is Meshum Dechi Eichel Merubah al Pseilus, because when you have more food than the refuse, have Pseilus ke bottle gabi ruba. It's because then we consider the Pseilus as if it's bottle to the majority. Mutzalitlam and Eichel Lazar can then be allowed to take it out of the food and throw it away, because there's no problem mukst in that type of situation. Al Pseilus Merubah al Eichel, when there's more Pseilus than the Eichel, loy bottle le Pseilus gabi Eichel, then we don't say consider it as bottle regarding the food item. And sometimes in the gears over here, Eichel le bottle gabi Pseilus, and also the food item is not bottle to Pseilus, Shum Nechash, because that the food is obviously significant. Vakim Beres Eichel, and if you select the Eichel, and there's a problem over here of mukta. Says Taisus, now Bahashta Asi Shapa Girsah Svam, now makes sense the Girsa as we have it in this farm, because the Bechav is not Nami, because by the barrel too, keeping the Bailey Mishkal, since you wanted to take a little stack of the Shagal Evan, you would not be able to move it until you move this stone. So Kipsel's Mirbal Eichel Dami, so that's like when you have more Pseilus than the Eichel, why? The Kevin chain Yochel Klalitim and I am learning to 7, since you cannot take from the wine at all if you don't take up the stone. So like Chashav Kabbat Lagab Eichel, and that's the idea, which that's sheet, not like Rashi. It's the idea of if it's bottle. So since you can't take it without taking it off, so it's not bottle regarding the food items. Kevin chain Yochel Ainik Klal, because you don't see the food item here at all. The Ainu Yochel Litalim and the Kishab and Al Pichos, because you can't even take from what's inside until you take the stone off of the barrel. And since we said in the Mishnah that you tilt the barrel and you don't take the rock, obviously we learn like Rishon Galil, and when it says Merubah al Eichel, then you take the Eichel. That's my P. Rabbi. And then Taisa says, but the Hodimukhi Lobby said Perikam and the Beya, this that the Gemara says in the first Perikam Beya, the Fidal and Beys. The Gemara asked over there that, obviously, was there someone that permits that? But the Psal is Mukta, and there's also a Tircha. The Gemara says, yeah, you can get enough fish, but Tircha, but Zut, Bashur. When there's a lot of effort, but it has a smaller measurement. So what's that going on? It actually comes out of Machlaikis. According to Rabbi Natan, that's Ha'ichel Koi B'la Psalus. It's going the food item and not on the Psalus, which some of the Girsa, Sha'ichel Nafesh B'tircha, because the food item has more tircha. Even so, Baruch, you're going to take the Eichel because Ha'il Mazut B'shur, because there's a smaller measurement. And B'lai Batla B'Psalus, and the Psalus is not going to be bottle, and then the Psalus is Mukta, so it's going on the food item. But Pirish Rashi, according to Rashi over here, that he his Girsa of the Gemara's question was, Psalus Mubal Eichel Mikaman Dashari. Rashi explains over there that since the Psalus is the majority, so therefore everything is also because it's Mukta. And the Gemara's answer, Nafesh Petichah, Mazut Bashur, says, this is according to Rashi, it's called Psalus, Balo Eichel. That's going on the Psalus, not the food item. That the Psalus is the meat, but still has more Tircha because it's smaller. And then some Girsayas have it, the Alkain La Yiver Habsalus. Therefore, you don't pick out the Psalus because the Nafesh Petichah, because it has more of a Tircha. Rather, you pick out the food item, even though it's the majority. So it's explained that when Eichel Merubal Psalus, that you should select the Psalus is because the Psalus is bottled for the food items and there's no problem mukt on it. When the Psalus is a Meruba, then the Psalus would have a problem about mukt. The next text, the matter begins with the Gemara Lishon al Bashacha. We only learned this when it's forgot. Shai's going to explain that why Rav have to say this halacha two times. Because we learned in the Mishnah when the stone is on the barrel, you're allowed to tilt it. The Gemara says from Rav that only if you forgot it. But if it deliberately was left over, it became the buses. Also, the Mishnah said, when you have money on the pillow, you're allowed to shake off the pillow. Here also brought in the name of Rab. It's only if it was forgotten. So Sai says, Rav Tam, if you're going to say tired to the Rab Lomali, why do we need the same halacha of Rab two times on these two different cases? And that's the thing. You can say he's right. Chod mechlal chaver titma. One was inferred from the other. He really only said it on the halacha of the pillow with the money. And from that, we learned out regarding on the barrel. But then says Sai says, Mahalik tikshan, don't ask tired to masnit lomali. Then why do you need both cases of the Mishnah? Aren't they both saying the same thing also? Says Sai, no, because I mean, I would have said, Evan Vadishar Bashachach. Yeah, the regarding the rock on the barrel, that's for sure permitted when you forget it, Shinir it's fake keys, because that looks like it's just like a cover for the barrel. And therefore the barrel itself is not a buses for the stone. If anything, the stone is helping the barrel. Ava Moshe Gabe Kar, but regarding money on the pillow of Bashach, even if it was forgotten, I would have thought to say, oh dear, it's gonna be forbidden, because the pillow is a base for the money. That's the Mishnah coming to tell us that no, even when you forgot it, there's not gonna be a problem about buses.